Unbiased, schauen wir unbiased, 6, das hat eine Schweine. Okay. Chaim Vital, what I'm saying with Chaim Vital, that the ikar din of a person is telling how he acts towards his wife. Which pashas means the chesed and haga of benam chaveri is the ikar din is on how he is knowing with his wife. Revolpa brings this for Chaim Vital from in his country son for chasanim. So inshallah, what the hesbin that is. There are a couple of pshatim you could say in why the ikar din of chesed and haga is benam chaveri is with the person's wife. Every person in the ma'isa, we mentioned, likes to do chesed, but when he's mechuyif to chesed, so then it's harder for him. So Mela, the bias is a makom where he has no choice, he's stuck. And now it's a shaila that the true person comes out. What is he really? If he's a real Baal chesed, so then even though he it's not a diva slave anymore because he's not a mechuyif, but it comes out the emes. And since it's coming out the emes, so therefore that shows what he really is. When he does outside, so it's because it's geschmack, he has enjoyment, people appreciate him much more, and his wife will not appreciate him as much as someone else, and therefore the chesed he does at home has a much more chashivas. The Yetzer says also, the Yetzer is mefate, and the Yetzer says that my wife didn't do me a favor, didn't do this, didn't this and that to me, so why should I do a chesed? So Shaimer brings from Chazal says that Torah is Tchilasei Chesed V'Soifei Chesed. So Tchilasei Chesed is Yabas Kasnas Arvi, he says he gave them Kasnas Arvi Yal B'Shem. He gave them clothing. So Shaimer asks, that's a Chesed in Torah. The first Chesed in Torah is that Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. That's the first Chesed. Why skip to this tier of Chesed? So Shaimer said that when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden, so it was, he didn't do anything wrong, he was doing everything right, so he deserved it. I mean, Avad doesn't deserve anything, but that was a normal matziv. So Mela, he deserves Gan Eden. Adam Rishon was Chayte. And then Hashem did Chesed. That's real Chesed. And the Shamrik says that the Mela, when is real Chesed to a wife? If your wife doesn't do anything wrong to you, then it's Emes. You have a Chiyuv Al Sad Emes, that we know her like you know to you. But if your wife does things wrong to you, then you do Chesed, then that's real Chesed. Because even though you feel she doesn't deserve it, right? Even if she really doesn't deserve it, most of the time you think she doesn't deserve it. So therefore, the chesed is, and that is when the chesed starts. When you deal with people in the street, so that you don't do avos to you, and usually don't do back and forth with them. Therefore, you don't feel this rutz not to do chesed. Here, you have a rutz not to chesed, and this is where the real chesed shows. So even though sometimes she didn't iron your socks or put more barley into the challah, some terrible thing like that, and for you don't have a cheshik to do her ratzin, but that is chesed. And the meila that teaches out the person if he's an ish chesed. Another reason is because he said by Remichel who Lefkowitz is a levaya that you shouldn't say stories about him because godless isn't an adam god is not someone who does Maisim Gedolim once in a while. Godless is based on a person who does the godless all the time. So just because you see a Maisim by him that he did a Maisim godless doesn't mean that's him. He just happened to have done a Maisim godless. The same thing, a person does Chesed out of the house, so it's very nice to do Maisim Chesed, but it doesn't say he is a Baal Chesed. The only type, how you know a person is a real Baal Chesed is if he's on a constant basis doing Chesed. Where is a place where it's only Shach to do Chesed on a constant basis? Is Nabais. And where there it's Metzis, Shach, call Reg in the house, Shach to do Chesed. The wife and the children, but that is a matzav Amr Chesed. And the person has to realize that is his taichim up. What is he? He doesn't, because he helps us once in a while, that's not him. What is him? A constant Chesed. If he does constantly Chesed in the house, that shows that that's what he is. And Melo, that's the din of Shemai. I want to see, what are you? Are you Ish Chesed? So the fact that you help an old lady and help an old man and do this and once in a while do some different things, that's not a riot. The riot is from the fact that you act at home. Rav Ganz was walking when he was a bachur, I think, in Bayit Vegan. He lived in Kol Torah. I think in Kol Torah. Chaska Bramsky lived in Bayit Vegan. He met Rav Chaska Bramsky. Rav Chaska Bramsky asked him about, started talking about chesed. And Rav Chaska Bramsky said, you know what chesed is? So I'll tell you what chesed is. Chesed is that before Shacharis, I make my wife a coffee. And I'm a kind of pasuk, v'ni b'tzedek echtes penecha. Right, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Moshe Brewer brings down a halacha that's an intake of tztaka before Shacharis. Why? Because you can't come to Kadosh Baruch Hu without tztaka. So Cheska Bramsky said, by giving my wife a coffee before I go to Shacharis, I am a kaim this pasuk of chesed. And that's my chesed, that's my tztaka. So it's an eye-opener. Now we see that you can mekayim a halacha shulchan aruch, right? Halacha shabur says that everybody knows to give tztaka before shachris, you could do it by this. And Ragan says, that's his noig also. To do the same thing, that before he goes to shachris, he gives the wife a cup of coffee. And he said, about that, Baal Seich has to realize, let's say a person dons vesikin will come to, you know, say, well, no, it's not working out. I woke my wife up at 4 o'clock in the morning for a coffee, she went back to sleep. And the next day, I made sure she's really up, and she screamed at me. And the third day, she took the coffee throughout me, and I missed vesikin. Right? You have to have seichel. If your wife doesn't like coffee, so he doesn't, that's not what you have to. You have to forget something else. But so that's why you always have to. You can't make, you know, here's coffee, and just off down the face. But so you have to always realize that the chesed in the house with your tzrachim of your wife is a kim of mamish chesed. It's oilam chesed yibana. You could mekayim it by doing, if you just have a little bit machshava in it, and you can mamish create a whole matzav of alach tadracha, of amud chesed, by just living at home and doing all things. A cup of coffee is a normal thing to do. And by doing that, you mekayim, it's like giving a tzedakah to ani in the street. It's the same thing. And if you just have a simus slave, you can just have regular maisim, kol yoy maisim, into maisa chesed. That's why you can understand the Chaim Vital that it's the ikar din person is based on his house. Also, there's a Ramban in Shmoyis Chof Aleph Yud, that the mitzvah of She'era, just so I know, She'era, the Ramban learns, is the Sipuk Sacher Nafshim. You have to take care of her emotional needs. And which means that the wife is more misragish, more emotional things bother her, and therefore you have a chayis to be her emotional support. And Beprat, it's Yashal Adechem. Plus the fact she feels that she's under your shlita, she's looking up to you, and she feels subservient to you in certain ways, therefore the emotional support that you can give is nobody else can give. If they say if a husband has a bad shalom bias, anybody has a good job and has a good chever to stick around with, then it's beseder. You know, it's not beseder in halacha, it's not beseder as a yid, but it's beseder that his life can go on. A woman can have derechlala, can have what's flying in out of the house, gewaldic. She's the mamish, everybody's wants her signature and everything, photograph and everything. But if her husband hates her or looks down upon her or does not makshiv her, then her life is destroyed. And meila, the chiyuv of the severity of the chiyuv of Christ of chesed is yesh adechem is only in the bais. And even the rishonim don't agree that this is a mitzvah of she'era, but they don't disagree. They're not chalik the Ramban. They say, well, the wife doesn't need emotional support. Vada, a wife needs it. It just doesn't go under this category of she'era. It goes on together of chesed. And the klal is the inyan of chesed. But vada, there is an inyan that the woman needs to have emotional support. And therefore it's a constant also, constantly support. The wife comes home from work and she needs someone to talk it over with. You go to your chaver, you this and that. She doesn't have someone else to turn to who could care, who she wants and wishes cares as much as a husband. And what her husband says has much more effect for her than other people. And Mela, that is a tremendous din of chesed. And again, I mentioned last week that she's constantly waiting for you to come home to be able to tell her hard day for you, to tell it over. And it's very hard. A person never had the experience of taking care of children. They realize it's not an easy task. And she's expecting, and you will have expecting, you want to take care of yourself. And therefore you say, why should I come first? I'm hungry. I'll take care of her after I come first. So you have to be a vater. I'm hungry, I can't be a vater. But just the day before, you're on the way home, you're hungry, and you met a friend, and you schmoozed for a half hour, and you didn't tell him, I can't go, I can't talk to you, I'm hungry. No, you didn't say that. The hunger was forgotten about. You come home, your wife comes, could you please do me this? I was waiting the whole day to hang up this picture. No, I'm afraid. If I stand in a chair now, I'm going to faint, and I'll fall down, I'll get a concussion, and I really can't. It's too much. I can't think, b'chol. And don't you know that I'm hungry? But yesterday you spoke for a half hour to your friend without a b'chol thing about hunger. It's because it's still telling the rutzen. The rutzen is at home that you want to take care of yourself, right? Okay, people, that's what it is. A person comes home, he wants his own pinuk, his own, TLC to himself. But the maisa, he has the wife is trying this, and she's expecting it. And therefore, if you just misgaber on this rutzen that you have to do rutzen to her, then you will kind of, she'll be happy, and eventually you'll be happy also, instead of eating your supper with a grumble, and just because she's waiting for you to hang up that silly picture. Now, even if, besides Sheira, there's another mitzvah we know is Oina. Oina does not mean Tashmish, Oina means time. That's the translation of time. People say it means that, it doesn't mean that, it means time. Vavada, Chazal explains to us that means through Tashmish, but Oina itself does not mean that. It means to give time. And if you're very selfish, then that the mitzvah, you're not Mekayim, mitzvah is Oina. Rav Gantz had a phone call from a lady. When a lady calls up a Rav, you know that's a very extreme situation. Rav Gantz, the lady called up the Rav and told Rav Gantz that it's twice a day. Twice a day he's Tavei. And she can't be Soeva B'chal anymore. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Because he's a selfish animal. He's only interested in himself. And himself. And when it comes to such a matzah, the lady has to call up. You know, he may have had tzeidinim, it's a chosis, it was a lomden, it was a, ben yeshiva. Whatever it is, the maisa, it shows that he's only interested in himself. Or the other way, there's a younger man, Dal Maka and Davin Vesikin, Ragan said, she comes home from the mikvah, he's snoring away. That's it, you know. Well, what did I do wrong? She'll wake me up, what's the big deal? Because that's not the nekuda. It's not the ma'isa tashmish. It's the oina, is the time that a person is mechuyev to give to his wife. That means if a person, if he doesn't seek it, his wife comes to the mikveh this tomorrow, you don't doesn't seek it. You have to give up for yourself. You have to give time. She has to come home to an empty house and no smile. Especially when a person who first gets married, it's very hard for them. The whole it's a traumatic experience for them. And you're not giving any time. The word is time. And I just want to say over, I once heard from Pam many years ago, Bashir Pam, which is very chashuv in the Kuda. He said that this chiv oina is our mitzvah to the Isha. And she has no chiv to us, but etzim inside the mitzvah deraisa. And he said eventually a person will come a certain age where the taivis nashim is going to be less. And the mela, he doesn't have such a ratzim to do this taivis nashim because he's older. And Pam said that you have to realize that it's not a child if you want or you don't want. It's your wife's chiv. It's your chiv to your wife. It's your chiv to your wife. It doesn't make a difference if you want or not. And you have to remember that. Because people think that it's because I want and I don't want, so then I won't do it. No. Pam said that it's going to come a time a person is going to lose the cheshik. A person gets older at certain ages, he loses the cheshik, and it doesn't make a difference. It's not. It's a ma'inyan of giving time to your wife, the chesed of giving time to your wife. And if you just put a little avada, the type of person that comes to chila, comes to sleeping, comes to any type of person has avada, he always has himself in mind. But if you just put a little machshava, regular says any small machshava, you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a chesed. If you put a little machshava toive into the ma'isa, someone want to say the tefillah beforehand, whatever it is, you don't have to say it. Whatever it is, it puts a certain ruchnis, like a machshava into it. The hapach the whole ma'isa, the one selfish ma'isa to a ma'isa of chesed. Like Chazal say that Amarit is like a redirus. What's up, Shad? He's only involved in himself. He only cares about himself. But a Talmud Chacham doesn't do that. Because a Talmud Chacham is thinking about Yenim. And there are times when a person told me that his wife's not maskim to be with her husband because he's only interested in himself. He's only interested in himself. She's not interested. B'chal. Because he shows that it's only that I'm just using you for my own selfish retzoinus. That is Mela. A person has to know that if a wife is able to be makir and be mason lame, if you're interested in her, you're just interested in yourself. And I'll just bring a maisa that someone told me this last week, nothing to do with this bad sim, but it's also, we see that a person went to America, had to go to chasna in Chutzlart. So he stopped off once, going to her in-law's house, so he started, she'll make a week earlier and go to her parents. So the children that were going, one had pneumonia the second time and after a couple of earaches. So she said, no, she wants to go because she wants to her parents to keep it over. So this person who was dealing with Shalom Bayis, who deals with this family, told me that she wants to show her parents that she's a certain personality and get a certain respect from her parents. And Mela, she's willing to take her children that after a couple bouts of sicknesses and fever, and then taking a child with 102 fever on a plane is not an easy thing, and you might have to get stuck there. Who knows what can happen to the? But she's saying kibbutzim is doicha, and I have to do kibbutzim. But deep down inside, this person was telling me that she's just doing it so to get certain things from her parents. And Mela, she's willing to be makir of her children's health in order that she should get certain things from her parents, and she blames them in kibbutz of aim. The same thing over here. A person says, "I kind of mitzvah," but he's just using it to blame the mitzvah to do his egin and ritzoinus. And everybody has to realize, Avada, we're not malachim, and it's very hard for us to do everything with shame shemayim. But a little bit machshava, makes it much better. Makes a whole hapach, a whole different type of ma'isa. Sima slave. By having sima slave to every prat and prat of the things that she does in the house. Rabbi Ellinger said, she does something, you don't care less, you don't care if it's this way or that way. So you just a little bit sima slave, it's together, zenene zelechasa. What do you care to say? It's very nice. What's the difference if it's, you don't think it's important, but she thinks it's important, I'll zet koifin on me this time. You have to have a sima slave. I learn every time. I learn new things about being made slave. It just happened to me 2 weeks ago. My wife was coming back from America with the family, so she asked me to set the beds up with the linen because someone could stay in our house. So I had to change the linen and put new linen. So I put all the beds and put new linen on. So after a day or two, she asked me, "I want to know why did you put that linen in that room? So what's the difference? That room? I don't care." She says, "Well, it doesn't match that room, that linen." I never knew that. Says, "You mean to tell me every room has a matching linen?" Says, "Yeah." I said, "I don't believe such a thing. I can't believe it." So I turn to my daughters and I say, "Did you know that?" Says, "Yeah, for sure." So I guess I'm out of this one. And I realize that, you know, so I'm thinking about it. Now when I walk into the room, I say, "Taka, it looks funny, this color linen for this room. It's like, it's a little disturbing to me now. I didn't know it was accurate." But once I had the seamless slave, what's the mile of having everything match? Because there's a certain serenity, certain hominess that creates a certain thing. Every wife has a certain way of making a hominess take a massive, and that creates a certain menuchas and nefesh for the whole family. Whether I realize it or not, it doesn't make a difference, but if the family realize it, it helps a certain attitude in the house, and it's a healthy attitude, and it helps a lot. So therefore, a person has to be made some slave to all the nuances. Sometimes you take a lot of years to realize this, but you know, okay, in this house, it was only 4 years. Maybe another house, it wasn't our house, but this is our house, so it was at the Shemaya, so it was only, not so bad, only 4 or 5 years off. So, and seamless lady is very important. 2 weeks, about 2.5 weeks ago, there was a get, Loyalenu. And the husband, the father of the girl that was divorced, told me that I raised a wonderful daughter, Bas Yisrael, and the husband, okay, it's a lot one-sided, but always there's always a taina, emes in each taina. The husband just could not say a good word to my wife. Could not say a good word. And Melo, whatever that happened, I don't know, she started, he started, whatever it is, lemaisa, by him not saying good words to the wife, it broke her completely, and I don't know what she did wrong, but that was what they were saying is caused this gerushin. So therefore, there has to be a realization that Sima slave is tremendous amount, a constant chizik. And it's very hard because we see it all the time and it's done all the time for us and constantly, how many times does it say thank you for that same little thing she does to us every single time, all the time. So sometimes you have to switch off. Once in a while you have to thank her for different little things. But it's a constant, Sima slave is what is boina the bais and makes it a makum shal chesed. And this brings another pshat. We come to another pshat in the Chaim Vital. Why it's the makom din of chesed? Rabbi Zil Tower brings down from the Chida that in the Sefer Murei Etzpa that this is the lashon. Vizar lechabdo v'yachavin lechvoid hashchina. V'advar matikim mezayir kadosh begin the bisu shayir shchinta, which means v'gal isha shayir shchina. It's the isha. When you unite to the isha, you really unite to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which means that the hanhaga of ish v'ishto, as Chazal say, ish v'ishto shalom b'neim shechina. So Chazal says a special mokim ashras l'shechina. When a mokim you have ashras l'shechina, it's very chomer if you don't act properly in certain that in front of Shechina. If you act in the outside wrong, it's one thing. If you act in base measures, it's a different. It's more of an avla because as mokim we have to have a certain moira. So too, I'm not saying that the haskusus makes a mikdash in the house, but there's a certain hanhaga of Shechina in the bayis, and if you have to be noig in the house, makom Shechina a certain oifin. We don't act that way, so therefore it's a more of a tviya. Now we all know that the chinuch, I don't know if all know, but the chinuch says the following: if a person starts up with you, you have a right to scream back. The right to scream back. That's the person's not a stone. The lashon chinuch is the person's not a stone, but That's back. Well, I say if you want to scream back, you'll scream back. B'shas Ma'isa, and that's not called a seeking l'sitar. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chavetz Chaim. Mishnah Lossin brings down 2 days. What you should do, you'll have to scream back. And whatever it is, the Chizuk Chinuch says. So people take that idea and they apply it to the house. But in the house is a mokum shrash shchina, and really it might be mutter, but in the house it doesn't have a place. Now here I'm going to tell you a very sad story. For me, it's a hair raising story. There was a family I know vaguely, both sides of the, you know, what was her problem, what was his problem, you don't know, like why did they get divorced. But Maisa, I know that after divorce she's very sad and very bitter because you know, she has no one, husband doesn't work for her, and she doesn't have, what does she have? And I know someone who has this garish over for a Shabbos table and sees him, his mom is very broken. And that alone should make a person realize how much simcha it should be just to be able to walk into a house and have someone even scream at you. That is enough. That is simcha. Not to come, instead of coming home and the house is dark and nothing there and you forgot and no one's there and empty and lonely and no one to talk to and to just walk around each room and see nothing. And that itself, to have a wife, thus alone is mamash gevalik, a simcha and a karz toiv to Kosh Baruch Hu having her wife. But this affected the children. One of the children, a woman who was dealing with one of the children, told this to my wife, that the child said that every night I took a knife and I went to sleep with a knife under my pillow. So why? The reason is because the child wanted to commit suicide. And every night he had decided to kill himself. Why? Now, the child didn't explain why, but it's us pashut. Because his Beis HaMikdash, his bias when they were fighting was destroyed. It was the destruction of his life. A parent's relationship is a child's life. And when he saw that fighting, he realized there's no tachas of life. And merely every single night he had a suffix, maybe I should kill myself. That's a shrekel chamaisa. That's a very extreme maisa. I don't know where a little 10-year-old child, you're a teenager, is one thing. A little 10-year-old child get that habit to commit suicide. That's a shrek. That's a shrekel maisa. It's a person that the person realizes that person can happen. So a person say, yeah, the chinuch says, I want to answer back. Of a mokum of a Beis HaMikdash, where you're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, there's no heter. And Rapam said once, that says that a person gives a get to his wife, a filol, Mizbeach is married Mois. So Pam explained that Mizbeach is Mokum Shal Kabanis. And that's a Mokum Shal Kabanis. But such Karbanis, the children of such Kabanis, even the Mizbeach can't be Soivel. Then the Mizbeach is married Mois, because that cannot be Soivel, such a thing. And the Mela, and therefore, Tachas of Kabanis is Kirvis Hashem, this is called Zerichon Hashem. And therefore, we have to realize when we come to the house, it's a different type of anhaga. And if this person who's dealing with shalom bias, he told me that the husband and wife are having arguments, the child got expelled from school for 2 weeks. He says, you know why the child got expelled for 2 weeks? Because since the house, his whole house is falling apart, so he's unstable, he's lacking stability, and merely acts up in class, and acts up in school. People don't know why children are acting in school. It could be because the parents are having machlekes in the house. And therefore, we don't know why the Chaim Vital says the ikar din on chesed is in the house, because you don't know what is the result of such things that happen in the house is tremendous results. And even if it isn't dafka, these things, but when a little child sees, a five-year-old child arguing, Put your hand on that hook. No, I want this hook. And he's not arguing over the hand. No, hook this. It seems very important. The hand on this hook, or a coat over here, or socks in the hamper. Whatever it is, the child doesn't decipher. He doesn't have enough seichel to know that is. But he just knows that the parents are arguing. You're destroying the house of the child. You're destroying the life of the child. And in Mela, a person has to be very careful. If you want to argue, go behind doors. And even if a person has, I know a person that the parents had problems with Parnassa. And the parents used to, the father, you can't blame them. This is the result. The parents, the father discussed by the Shabbos table his problems with Parnassa. The child heard the problems with Parnassa, used to leave the Shabbos table and go to his bed and cry. Why did he cry? Because his life, whatever he's looking up to, is destroyed completely. And Memela, a person, Midatoy and Ruba, if a person, you see what it can destroy. We see here clearly how it can destroy a child. How it can destroy the Makom and Mikdash. Kosher can if you have Dibur and Toivim and Hogas Tovas and smiling and understanding, then it mamish builds up. Someone told me, a young man told me, his wife, when she was in school, she had a teacher. The teacher, a whole year discussing, you know, simcha. Important to be simcha, 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 simcha. the end of the year, this lady's husband died. And this lady was trying to work on Simcha the entire time when her husband was sick. That's a tremendous godless. How she's trying to, even in a not normal situation, which is shver matziv, she's putting in the house Simcha, which is not expected from people, but in that situation, that's tremendous. Ashrecha. But this is a tremendous binyan of a house. And in a normal situation, you don't realize saying good words, saying chizik, saying, showing appreciation, showing all the midas toivis to a family, that is a binyan, not only to the wife, but the whole house. And it's moving with Chaim Vital, why so much is expected, so how the din of a person is based on how it's hanhaga in the house. Now, one important thing in the house is that a person has to know what his wife likes. His rachim, the wife's needs, what does she like? Do people know what their wife's favorite food is? A person doesn't know what their favorite food is, it's a taina. A person doesn't find out, what is the wife's favorite food? What type of Dvar Torah? And sometimes it doesn't stand. The husband can't say the wife's type of Dvar Torah she likes because it's a whole different way of thinking. Okay, but at least you know that your wife likes this type of thing. So maybe she'll buy her safer in that Indian. So that type of thing. If it's Machshava, if it's Musar, it's Sudoku, whatever it is. I don't know what I'm saying, but whatever it is, your wife likes. That you have to know, have a certain type of yachas, your wife, to know what, that's very important. How could a person, a young man, not know what his wife's racham are? I personally have a seamless lady for my wife. On Fridays, I think this applies to a lot of women. Friday, women are very busy and they don't eat. A lot of times they don't eat because they're too busy. So in Mela, I try to make a blin eder, an issue, that I try to buy her something special to eat on Friday, today, that she'll have tea. Because if it's for her to make a sandwich or to make tea, sit down to eat, she's not going to do it. But if something special, so then she'll eat it because it's attractive to her that she'll have a watson to eat it. So people are going to say, I know that Taina has already Taina a couple of times. The Yetzer says to us, listen, if I'm going to go buy every Shabbos is something special, then she's expected to me and it's not special. And therefore when I don't buy it, she's going to be upset. Okay, I don't know, I have been doing this for many years already, and I don't think it's a taina. Can I explain why it's not a taina? I don't know why it's a taina. But it's not so important why it's a taina. But sometimes it shows that you care, it's on a constant basis. Sometimes I switch the food, sometimes I add a little extra food, sometimes I buy something extra for a different time. It just shows you that there's a constant awareness that you're thinking about it. Rav Zadel Epstein, by an offer for a bris or something, he went, and he was taking something home. So why is he taking home? Zedel, not from the Bali Taiva of Yerushalayim. And why is he taking home? He says, I'm taking it home for my wife. Now, his wife was around 90 at this time. So I'm sure she didn't need to have that piece of cake. And he said, he told someone there, that even though in my freezer we have cake, and my wife does not need it, but I'm going to bring it home to show that I'm thinking about her. Same thing of Gans also, he was taking once after a bris, I saw him, he said, this is not for me, this is my wife. He's just pulling up a cup, says, I'm thanking my wife, and he left. And he took it for his wife. This is seamless slave to show you thinking about her. And even though she'll say, I'm going to diet, and this, and I shouldn't die, don't you know we have so much cake, isn't that? That's a normal reaction. If someone praises you, you also sometimes act that way. But deep down inside, she appreciates it tremendously. And therefore, a person has to constantly, why shouldn't you buy presents only on her anniversary and this and that time? But I think Rav Moshe Arnstein said that he bought his wife a couple times a week, at least, or every day. He said every day he used to buy things for his wife. A couple times a week. And someone said, it's kesef, it costs money. I don't know if the Rav knows it costs money. So he said, this nesina is lakicha. That's what he said. Nesina or lakicha? This is how you are able to win over your wife and show that you care and you're there for her. And it's very important to have a seamless slave and do these small things. It doesn't mean you have to buy every single time a new piece of jewelry and this and that. It's just small zachen or something, a story, passing by a store and I'm thinking about you and then I bought you this and that, different things. And if you and today, excuse me, I'm on a diet, there's so many dietetic things you can buy today. If you want, I'll tell you where to buy dietetic things. And the person just has to seamless slave. Now, we see how chashuv this Indian is because I had a chashuv there here. Chazal say, "Ain toiv el toiv kolech," or it says, "Toiv kolech toiv nesati." Toiv is toiv. That's Chazal. The Ruach Hakodesh of Chazal is toiv is toiv. The Ruach Hakodesh of David Melech is toiv lahoydus laHashem. What's toiv? David Melech says, Ruach Hakodesh tells us that's toiv. What does Hashem tell us? What is toiv? The Kosh Baruch Hu tells us what is toiv. He tells us that's in the bais. That's in the bais. And realize that if Sam is telling us that is toiv, that means that is the makar and shefa and the soil of toiv. Rigdimel said that there's a musig of kosha anshin shal lovin anshin shal tcheles, which means that if a person doesn't wear tcheles, it's because it's expensive. Since it's expensive, so therefore he's over in Isser, but it's not a taina. But it doesn't wear lovin, so then it's a greater taina. It's a greater taina. Why is it a greater taina? Because it's easy to get. And since it's easy to get, so therefore he's mevatel mitzvah b'kal. So Rigdimel said, in the bayis, it's very easy to chaim chesed. Very easy. Just say a word here, a word there. Avada, it's hard, mitzad regilis. But mitzad, the fact that it's there all the time, and if a person doesn't do it, he's going to have charata. He's going to have charata come to Shema and say that the opportunity of to be bayis, beis a chesed, oyam chesed yibona, to be mamish, what is emes a toiv. Shlomo Melech Baruch Kodshai said Shir Shirim is the Yachas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Yachas of Klal Yisrael, how does he want to express that Yachas? The Yachas of Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael is the Yachas of an Ish to Ishtoi. And if that was his idea of the greatest Yachas, the greatest Shaykhas he can explain in Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael is a wife to a husband to a wife, that means that it's a tremendous Yachas. And if we don't feel that, then we have to realize that there's something wrong with us. And if we don't feel it, then we have to realize that we never can get to the... If we don't understand the mashal, then we can never get to the nimshal. And if we try as much as we can, if sometimes it's hard, and this shyness, and we have meat this rice that are cooking us and ourselves, and we have things that rage us on in the house, and it's tired, and everything, all sibus, and chanami. We have to realize that this is the kulei toiv. And this is how the yachas of Kosh Baruch Hu, think the yachas, the most special yachas, and it belongs and is in the house. And we should try and work on it. Because if we work on it, we can at least call him to Kosh Baruch Hu and say we worked on it. But about it's more than that, because a ball of time, a sinusoid, and if we do that, we'll change our lives into a mokum of Olam Chesed Yibana.